Hi, everybody. I'm Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There is a reason that God created the sun, moon, stars, and the planets. That's the headline. Dr. Don DeYoung comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Genesis chapter 1, on the fourth day of creation, Jesus Christ brought the moon, the sun, and the stars into existence. But what about the planets? What is a planet, Don?
I believe on day 4, along with the sun, moon, stars, God also makes the planets, the comets, and lots of other material in deep space.
When we think about Jupiter, I'm excited because I was looking up and I do believe I found Jupiter in the sky.
It's an easy one to see. Jupiter is a very bright planet. Now, it is a long ways away, but it's also very large, so it's a good reflector.
I understand that things in the heavens happen exactly on time.
You know, these objects, they follow the laws that God established. What can you say? They obey the laws, part of the faithfulness of the physical universe that God set up.
I understand that Jupiter is about 2.5 times more massive than all the other planets that are combined.
Yes, Jupiter does stand out. Its mass is more than double all the other planets combined. Jupiter is much larger than the Earth. If you could just imagine an analogy, if the Earth was, let's say, the size of a grape, then Jupiter would be the size of a basketball. On the other hand, Jupiter would not be a place to live. It does not even have a solid surface. It's a large sphere of gas and materials.
As best you can determine your study of the Bible and, of course, your study of astronomy, why did God create these planets then if we could not live on Jupiter? What's the purpose for this planet?
Well, that is a good question of why there's so much variety and space seems to go on and on with types of stars and different objects. And I think all we can say is that it's the work of God's fingers. It shows that God is the master artist and made variety, much that we have not even seen yet. At the same time, the Earth, even though it's not the largest object, is special. The Lord Jesus walked here. According to Genesis 1, the Earth was even the very first object made. Sun, moon, and stars come along on day number 4. So the Earth does stand out as a special creation where God gave his attention.
Dr. Don DeYoung with the reasons that God created the sun, moon, stars, and the planets. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Don's understanding of astronomy and the Bible help us to understand why creation took place some 6,000 years ago. The heavens do declare God's glory, as stated in Psalm chapter 19. At the same time, creation is setting the stage for the prophetic truth of God's word to be fulfilled in the near future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...